WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The healing from Sunday's mass shooting at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs has barely begun. Gordon Knight of College Station is one of 12 chaplains from Southern Baptist of Texas Convention Disaster Relief who got to town on Monday.
I think it's beginning to sink in now of just how horrific this is. And again, the grief process has started. We found many people just sitting alone, sobbing because of what's going on.
Knight says they will stay in the town, which he compared to the size of Snook, as long as the people need them.
Offering hope, and the greatest thing we offer people as chaplains and as Christians is the hope in Christ that he brings. God didn't cause this, man caused this.
Knight says the group of chaplains are not trained psychologists, but they do have avenues to get people in need to the professionals. Governor Abbott has proclaimed Sunday as a day of prayer in Texas following the shooting in Sutherland Springs. The proclamation calls for all Texans to pause for a moment of silence Sunday morning at 11:30 to honor and remember the lives of those who were lost. For the third time this year, a Bryan dog breeder is in the Brazos County Jail.
The latest arrest of 52-year-old John Chavarria charges him with 4 counts of deceptive business practice and 1 count of misdemeanor theft. All 5 counts are from the sale of puppies from February through December of last year. According to arrest reports from Bryan police, one victim reported when she received her puppy, it was covered with fleas and worms and it was vomiting. She took the puppy to the vet, believing the cost to be covered by a health contract she purchased, but she was not reimbursed. The buyer was also told the animal is AKC registered, but she's received no paperwork. A second victim who said she also purchased a health contract and has not been reimbursed for taking the puppy 4 times to veterinarians for hip issues. She was also told the animal is AKC registered but has received no paperwork. A third victim said her puppy had internal parasites and ear mites and was not microchipped as promised. The owner of the fourth puppy, who said she paid $575, said the puppy had not been dewormed and was not microchipped as promised. Chavarria told investigators none of the 4 victims have accepted his offer to return the sick animals for a healthy one. The 5th victim told investigators when Chavarria told her the puppy she bought had been run over, she wanted her money back. According to the arrest report, she was reimbursed only $90 after paying $800 for her puppy. Chavarria told detectives he offered to give that buyer another puppy, and the buyer refused. According to online jail records, Chavarria was arrested in February and in March for having more than 4 dogs in his home. He remains in jail following his latest arrest. Bonds on the new charges total $18,000. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The College Station City Council has a busy workshop agenda today, which is the final meeting for retiring members Blanche Brick and Julie Schultz. Mayor Carl Mooney says final action is possible on the design of the new police department.
We expect to see 3 different designs, which will be more along the traditional sense of what the council referred to.
Mooney, during a visit on our show, repeated that the council and not a new advisory committee will make this decision.
Every day is a day when construction costs go higher. You know, with all the rebuild that we're reading about down in the Gulf Coast area, it's imperative that we get this going. Plus, we need it. It's that simple.
Today's agenda also includes the council's first public discussion about building a new College Station City Hall. There will be at least 5 new members of Congress from Texas next year. The 4th Republican to announce his retirement is Ted Poe, who represents parts of Harris County.
Ted Poe is the biggest surprise at this point. That kind of blew me away.
Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan was asked on our show about the process of deciding whether to seek re-election.
First thing we do is Gene and I spend time talking about it and praying about it. And, you know, I just want to make sure it's the right thing for our family. The second thing is to make sure that I'm in a position to make a difference. For instance, is there a way to potentially get a committee chairship or a subcommittee chairship, things like that, or to be in a leadership position to be able to affect change? Those are things that I look at as well. And also what the opportunities are to advance what I consider to be an important legislative agenda for Texas 17.
Flores says it made sense to him that Sam Johnson was stepping down due to his health and Jeb Hensarling and Lamar Smith leaving because they are term limited in their current committee chairman assignments. Poe posted on social media he wants to spend more time with his extended family in Texas. The fifth congressman to not seek re-election is Democrat Beto O'Rourke, who wants the Senate seat now held by Ted Cruz. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 52 degrees. You can call or text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Whether you have a swimming pool or looking to build one, trust the Pool Guy. With a large professional staff, the Pool Guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all major manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the pool store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
811, hey, fun at David Gardner's this weekend. It's the shotgun wedding weekend. Huh? Yeah, shotgun wedding weekend. You buy a ring, get a gift card, and or you go to hunt if you want to do that. Schedule an appointment at David Gardner's starting at 10 o'clock this morning, and it goes through the weekend. And now here's the deal. By the way, 3 years financing at 0%. For purchases of $5,000 or more, you can choose between a $500 gift card to Academy or a bird hunt for two at the Walton Ranch. Yep. And then they've got others, depending on how much that you spend as far as what the amount of the gift card can be from Academy. And then the idea to be able to hunt for from their friends at Walton Ranch in Milliken. So kind of, oh, and by the way, you get this jewelry from David Gardner. So it's the Shotgun Wedding Weekend. And it starts today. Make your appointment by getting in touch with them at David Gardner's at 268-0800. The shop, of course, is located at 911 University Drive. That's David Gardner's. Let's check some weather. Got some of that going on for you. It's brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at MalikService.com. Malik, making a difference.
Somewhat drier weather works its way into the region over the next 24 to 36 hours, and that will improve our forecast. Clouds giving way to some breaks of sunshine today. Highs are going to be anywhere from 60 to 65. It'll turn clear overnight. Lows will be 45 to 50. Partly to mostly sunny for tomorrow. Highs will be 65 to 70. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 50 to 55. Clouds 70 to 75 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So we talked to Dave South a little while ago about the broadcast situation for the game that's going to be played
tomorrow.
Five o'clock tip-off local time. It's midnight over at the Air Force Base.
Somewhat similar to the first ever collegiate football broadcast right here on WTW in some ways, correct?
Yeah, I guess that's probably right. They were given information and they broadcast it in code, and that's how that happened. But I referenced, he said, everything's fine unless we lose the feed, and then don't know what they're going to do. And me being my smart mouth self said, well, you could always talk about the last time you were at Farrell Center in Waco. And folks may not know. So anyway, so I went and happened to pull up the story that was from the Los Angeles Times. It was in January of 1992. Two Texas A&M assistant basketball coaches among eight victims treated in a hyperbolic chamber for carbon monoxide poisoning that they suffered last Saturday night when the heating system malfunctioned at Farrell Center. Anthony Ware, a senior forward, was treated, but because he suffered from a sinus infection, doctors had to remove him from the decompression chamber after a short time.
Mm.
A couple of people had to be airlifted out of town that night to be treated.
I have never heard this story.
Yeah,
oh,
I
you don't
either.
Know this?
No. Seven were admitted to the Hillcrest Baptist Medical Center flown overnight to Humana, including where? A&M graduate assistant John Pagotti, official David Hall, who's really a pretty well-known official. If you see him, you'd know him.
Yeah.
And our buddy Colin Killian was one of them.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And here's Cliff Howard.
Yeah, I started to mention the next time Colin is in, you need to get him to tell the story, how much of it he remembers.
Well, and again, we're old people, so we remember this, and these youngsters don't know.
It was not...
And the thing is, I mean...
It was serious. Let's put it that way.
Farrell was a fairly new arena
then. It was
then.
Very new.
And
yes.
So maybe they didn't even get things right to begin with, but it was. It was serious.
It was very new.
Yeah. So anyway, so Dave doing play-by-play.
Yeah, how about that?
Screen. That's going to be kind of fun.
That's not the first time. You know, all the soccer matches are done that way.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Chelsea and I were just talking about it off the air.
How did you know that, Chip? Mm-hmm. That's what I want to know. How do you know that?
Zach, how long have you known me?
long time, sir.
You know enough to know that I know a little bit about everything.
That's true.
And a lot
that
about nothing.
Chip, give our listeners a preview of who Zach and I are talking to
today.
Skunk
Lady. You guys are going to be interviewing the Skunk Lady this afternoon.
I don't know what that means.
Well, she started a skunk fest up in Ohio, and she's advocating skunks for pets as pets. So the Skunk Lady is going to be on, and Chelsea and Zach get to talk to her this afternoon.
Where are you?
Do you really want to know?
I'm
doing a funeral, so.
Oh, well, there you
go. Oh,
so
geez.
Shut up.
Thanks, Scott.
Yeah. Scott thinks I'm flying to Vegas for the night or something.
Seems like you're taking vacay.
Yeah, vacay.
Kind of what I thought.
Yeah.
I don't
teach you.
Okay. Well, that really ruined your
that
joke.
That bummed everything out.
Yeah.
Thanks for the Skunk Lady.
Go get a mystery Oreo. Not my fault for bringing it up.
Yeah. So, we have mystery Oreos in the break room.
I'd rather not.
It's okay.
What's in the middle?
Well, a white filling.
We think it's Fruit Loop flavored.
Yeah.
Ooh. Don't know exactly
what
it is.
Sounds nasty,
you know,
doesn't it?
No.
Well, I promised to do, threatened to do this, I don't know, a month
threatened
ago.
Threatened to do it.
Yeah, and I saw them yesterday, and they were like $3.
So you bought them
something.
At a store.
Yeah.
And they're called mystery Oreos.
They are. Well, you know how they've come up with these kind of different pumpkin spice and
you know, in the dorm
candy.
At college, we had mystery meat, but I don't know I've ever had a mystery Oreo.
Yep. There you go. Okay.
Right. Well, you can have one. They're in the break room.
Oh, thank you.
For now.
By the way, is the contest over?
No. Well, I don't know. There's not a contest necessarily. We have other people coming. Leo will be here from the
Humane
Society.
But the actual Oreo contest.
Bubba Bean will be here, and we'll ask him what it tastes like to him, too, and we'll see.
Okay.
It's Fruit Loops.
We'll get another person's opinion.
When's the last time you had Fruit Loops?
Oh, it's been years and years.
I don't know that I'm... my
years.
Kids always went for the Honey Nut Cheerios. So I didn't.
You know those little individual packs? If you go on a retreat or something, they have those little cereal packs, and sometimes the only thing is left is Fruit Loops. I think that's the last time I had some.
It's also what happens when you get down to the free breakfast. You're the last one.
Yeah,
to
right.
That's true.
Exactly.
Exactly.
What they have left
since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
This Thanksgiving, spend your day giving back. Chartwell's at Texas A&M, Epicure's Catering, and the Brazos Food Bank are proud to partner for the 34th annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley. Hundreds of community volunteers are needed to lend a hand in preparation and delivery of over 1,000 local Thanksgiving meals. Stuffing mix, canned green beans, cranberries, and other non-perishable food can be dropped off at the WTAW studio on the fifth floor of the Guarantee Bank Building, Emerald Parkway at Highway 6. Monetary donations for Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley can be made at any location of the Bank and Trust. To request this special Thanksgiving Day meal delivery for a neighbor, yourself, or any local senior citizen, please call Epicure's Catering at 695-0985. That's 695-0985. Thank you for sharing your day caring for our neighbors in the Brazos Valley.
819, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. So we are now the Guarantee Bank building.
Correct.
I just heard that. I didn't know.
We've been that way for a while
I
now,
knew
Scott.
We were branded, but I didn't know if that's what we needed to be calling ourselves. I didn't know if we could still call it Crystal Park Plaza.
Say the big glass building.
Yeah, right.
Big old glass building down there.
That'd work. Yeah. All right, sorry, folks, but you won't be able to see the glory of Sharknado at your local theater.
Oh, man.
TMZ reports that Thea Rose Studios tried to organize their own rendition of the campy flick, but producers from the Asylum Company promptly slapped him with a big old fat lawsuit. The brains behind the made-for-TV movies claim the production has damaged their precious cash cow. They want $10 million reimbursement. Because, I mean, everybody is just itching to see the next Sharknado.
Right, yeah. Of course.
Because you never know what that might be.
Yeah.
You really talk about Sharknado after Chip leaves?
I know.
Well, no, that's he's our Sharknado expert.
He is. That's probably right. Keeping up with the Kardashians, regular Jonathan Cheban, is
yes.
that right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
He's legally changing his name to Food God.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
43. Leah thought it was funny. 43-year-old told E! News, quote, "I became Food God by posting food in hot places since social media really started. Now with millions of followers, people from all over the world look to me for places to go. Inspired by this, I've decided to legally change my name to Food God." He's got a website.
Of course.
Okay.
And course. And again, well, what does he...
He's just one of their friends, oh. So he makes a lot of appearances during the show.
So he's a hanger-on, in other
yeah.
words.
Oh, 100%.
And if they decide that they don't want to do the show anymore, he's SOL, right?
Right, so now he's trying to make his own way, just in case.
I'm going to brand myself Food God. All right.
I thought Metal World Peace was bad, but yeah.
Oh, wait, by the way, while we're talking about this, Sean Diddy Combs says he was just joking.
No. Wikipedia had already changed
I've
it.
I already filled out my Christmas cards.
Well, when he announced
for
over the weekend,
brother love. Was that it?
Well, love or brother love,
right,
either
well,
one.
I like to use the more formal.
That's right. But anyway, that's all he'll say for now. He posted a new Instagram video that said, quote, "You can address me by any of my older names, but if you still want to call me Love, you can call me Love, baby."
Probably because someone came out and said, this is a dumb idea.
He said, "I'm only playing. I was only
I was kidding. It took him how many days for that?
Just needed to be back in the news.
That's probably right. Now, get this. Archaeologists have discovered an ancient exercise gym in Egypt.
What?
I don't...
First, they found an empty room, right?
Yeah, they found an empty room inside the pyramid.
They had gyms back then?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Exercise? Rooms?
I'm not exactly sure.
They exercised by having to like walk everywhere.
Yeah. Would it be a bench press? I mean, how?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
A pull-up bar.
Building the pyramids was
exercise enough.
One would think that would be the case, but anyway, not exactly sure. But we'll see if we can find out a little bit.
Gotta
more
stay
about,
fit.
Well, you do, as a matter of fact. So now, nice ratings bump for Tuesday night shows now that the World Series is over. This Is Us up 25%.
Ooh.
And they won the night in that 18-49 group. CBS series, that'd be NCIS Bull and NCIS New Orleans did okay, and then the ABC lineup, which is the middle, fresh off the boat, Blackish and the Mayor got a bump as well. So I guess now that that's over, then they could take care of that. Delivery man in Oregon who heard women scream for help and his wife call 911, but when a deputy showed up, it turned out that the screamer, in fact, was a parrot. Did you hear about this?
No.
I think I got audio on this. Let me go back and see if I can find the parrot that
the parrot screaming for help.
Bark, he's got a gun. Bark.
Very nice.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, that's what it would sound. Okay, hang on. Let me see.
Got to sound more girly than that,
all right,
though.
Yep. All right, here we go. Here's the
turn your
story from
down.
Oregon. Cool. Yeah.
Driver Lee Purdy says what he heard made him call police.
Older person might have fallen and couldn't get up and, you know, was yelling for help.
Inside, deputies found Diego, a parrot, who was calling out, "Help me, help me." His owner, Susan Baird, says that's what he says when she's not around to try to get her to come back to him and see what he needs. The Clackamas County Sheriff's Department found it amusing, posting a photo of their deputy and his new friend, Diego, on social media. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
I wanted to hear the parrot.
Of course his name would be Diego.
Yeah. So, Leah, do you know about separation anxiety in parrots? Is that a big thing?
I'm sure it could happen.
Okay. Well, I was going to save this, but since you're already here and we can talk animals, a group of motorcyclists in Thailand finally figured out who was stealing their gasoline. When the fuel kept vanishing from their motorcycles, the bikers held an overnight stakeout and they caught the culprit, a gasoline-drinking monkey.
Ooh.
They watched as the monkey crept up, waited until nobody was around, and then drank all the gas from the bikes.
Whoa. That doesn't sound healthy.
No. One biker said the monkey was clearly addicted to the petrol. It would refuse to eat even bananas and nuts if offered. Monkeys stopped stealing gas since they started shooing him away.
So it didn't kill the monkey?
Apparently not.
Are you kidding me?
Wow. That monkey got any clue there, Leah? You ever heard of that?
He needs to check into rehab.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. A gasoline-olic.
Not healthy. Not
By
healthy.
The way, I can't believe he lives. I wonder how many times he did that.
Well, that's right. He knew exactly where it was.
Yeah.
I don't have this today. I'll have to, if I have time, I'll go find it later. 2 days ago, they gave us a list of the rehab centers around the country, how much it costs to go into them, and some famous people who have been to different rehab facilities. That's where we are in America now.
Yeah.
Okay, just saying. And again, I'm sure that... Well, it'll be interesting because, again, now Kevin Spacey seems to be in the crosshairs right now. And then who's going to be next?
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, what do we do? Do we just decide we're not going to consume what comes out of Hollywood because what goes on in Hollywood? Mm. Are we going to turn the other cheek? What's going to happen here? I think it's a very strange situation we're confronted with.
Yeah.
And, we all knew that those people were weird and different. We just didn't know to what extent, but... Still, for that to happen is very, very strange.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. It's 8:25.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in College Station? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the College Station area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. College Station is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-600-1134. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-600-1134. That's 1-800-600-1134.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. AT&T says it's uncertain when its $85 billion deal for Time Warner will close, making investors worry that regulators may try to block it or require significant changes. Several reports indicate the Justice Department wants to require the companies to sell Turner Broadcasting, which houses CNN, TBS, and TNT, or to sell satellite TV provider DirecTV, which AT&T bought in 2015. AT&T CEO Randall Stephenson says he has never offered to sell CNN and has no intention of doing so. OPEC doesn't expect global demand for oil to peak before 2040, though it predicts long-term demand growth will soon slow. For decades, petroleum consumption has grown almost every year, but big oil companies are planning for when demand begins to decline because of gains in efficiency, electric vehicles, and government regulations. Right now, crude oil trading at $57.03 a barrel. On Wall Street this morning, futures pointing to a modestly lower open. That's Your Money Now.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm, without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Despite all the promises from YouTube and its owner, Google, that it would stop labeling dangerous conspiracy theories as news, it happened once again. Kim Commando with your Thursday Digital Consumer Tech Update. only hours after a monster burst into that Texas Sunday morning church service and killed 26 men, women, and children. YouTube allowed yet another nutcase to post a completely false conspiracy video about the shooter's motives. The video was prominently featured as YouTube allowed it to be labeled as a top news story. It's now had over 70,000 views. Naturally, YouTube's top brass immediately issued the standard worn-out promise, and let me quote them, "We will tweak the algorithm. How long will America and the world allow this total hogwash? Let's get real. With these guys, it's forever the same old story. Don't blame us. It was our algorithm." RTech News is updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
Here's a huge secret for cutting your printing costs in your small business or home office this holiday. Because it's expensive to replace inkjet cartridges. And that's why, here at the Kim Commando Show, we rely on the Epson EcoTank 2750 wireless all-in-one printer. This awesome printer has a huge refillable ink tank, and you do the refill yourself. That's cartridge-free printing. Never buy ink cartridges again. And the best part is that the ink tank is so huge, we haven't even had to refill it yet. And we do a lot of printing, especially this time of year. Photos and holiday greeting cards. The Epson EcoTank 2750 comes with enough ink right in the box to print for up to 2 years. That's up to 5,200 pages without ever buying new ink. Think of how much money and time you'll save each year. The Epson EcoTank 2750 makes a great gift. Learn more by going to Epson.com/EcoTank. That's Epson.com/EcoTank. Epson, exceed your vision.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 52 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center, treating children and adults by board-certified physicians 24/7 for medical care and emergency room needs. Your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The first public discussion of a possible new city hall in College Station is scheduled during today's city council workshop. It's one of the subjects discussed yesterday with Mayor Carl Mooney on our show.
Do we want to keep City Hall right where it is? Well, that's a pretty pricey piece of property right now, right across the street from the university, and some folks might feel that that's the appropriate place. On the other hand, the city owns property along Texas and Krennic Tap.
Today's meeting is also the last for council members Julie Schultz and Blanche Brick, who are retiring after serving a maximum 2 terms. A Bryan dog breeder is in jail after his arrest on 4 counts of deceptive business practice and 1 count of misdemeanor theft.
52-year-old John Chavaria, who does business as Anguilline Dachshunds, is the subject of a Bryan police investigation that began in May regarding the sale of puppies between February and December of last year. The charges of deceptive business practice accuses Chavaria of selling sick puppies to 4 people. According to arrest reports from Bryan police, 2 of the victims told investigators they bought health contracts to cover vet bills, but they have not been reimbursed. 2 of the victims also reported their puppies were not microchipped as promised. Chavaria told investigators none of the 4 victims have accepted his offer to return the sick animals for a healthy one. 5th charge accuses Chavaria of collecting $800 for a puppy, but when he told the buyer the puppy had been run over, he reimbursed the buyer only $90. Chavaria told detectives he offered to give that buyer another puppy, and the buyer refused. Chavaria is being held in the Brazos County Jail on bonds totaling $18,000. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
When disaster hits, the Southern Baptists of Texas Convention disaster relief chaplains are some of the first to respond. Gordon Knight of College Station says there are 12 volunteer chaplains on site at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs. Knight says the chaplains walk through town among the people offering prayer and comfort.
One of our chaplains yesterday was able to pray for and with the man who stopped the shooter, the gentleman who shot him. So, this is a small place. It's a really small place. It's about like Snook.
Knight says the chaplains will stay as long as the town needs them. A 4th Texas Republican congressman has announced they are not seeking re-election next year. Ted Poe, who represents part of Harris County, is the 3rd in the last 2 weeks. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, speaking on our show, says Poe is the most surprising.
We knew Sam Johnson was, but his time in the Hanoi Hilton's been really has manifested itself recently. It's been hard on him. Jeff Hensarling, he's term limited as committee chair. He's in a great position to start a new career, so that makes sense. Lamar Smith is term limited as a chair, so that makes sense for him.
Judge Poe posted on his social media that he wants to spend more time in Texas, especially with 12 grandchildren who have been born since he was first elected to Congress. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 52 degrees. You can call or you can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Oh, you're done, are you?
Done.
Oh, okay, because I had gone to...
Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center.
That's what I meant.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
Let's do some weather, shall we? Brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Somewhat drier weather works its way into the region over the next 24 to 36 hours. That will improve our forecast. Clouds giving way to some breaks of sunshine today. Highs are going to be anywhere from 60 to 65. It'll turn clear overnight. Lows will be 45 to 50. Partly to mostly sunny for tomorrow. Highs will be 65 to 70. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 50 to 55. Clouds 70 to 75 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. So we're going to continue in just a minute. I did the monkey gasoline story simply because Leah was in the studio earlier than usual. But now our next animal segment has to do with why it's so hard to swat a fly.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
Flies are really smart. Did we know that?
Are they? Really?
Yeah.
Or well, just ability to
well,
see.
Yeah. That's it. It's all about this thing. Let me see what they call it. It's called the flicker fusion rate.
Flicker the wrist?
No. FFR. It's just FFR, okay? Here's the deal. You see, what happens is when the... we look at the world, we see it at a rate of about 60 frames a second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then what our brain does is it puts those little individual things together to make a continuous video, if we will, in our brains, okay? Well, our rate is 60 frames a second,
okay.
And that's the FFR, the flicker fusion rate. For turtles, because they do everything slower,
right?
It's about 15 times
per second,
okay? But that's fast enough for them. So I immediately think of sports here. I mean, if you've got a baseball player whose flicker fusion rate is like 70,
yeah,
then they can see the baseball differently than people who are at 60, right?
Right.
Okay.
House flies are around 250 times a second.
Whoa.
Which means that they are seeing the world move basically four times slower than we do. And this part I don't necessarily believe. It's just that we're smarter than flies, and sometimes we catch them by surprise.
No.
I don't know that that's true or not.
Just got to sneak up on them.
Yeah. Well, again, the fly swatter thing helps.
Yeah.
So you got that going on. But I had also heard one time that they have the ability to feel airwaves and adjust to that.
Oh.
And so what you need to do is hit slightly behind the fly.
Right.
Because the first thing they do is they pull back to before they take off.
Gotcha.
They do that because they have expensive cameras and they have to use them for something. So they say, let's film flies.
Let's study flies.
Yeah, to see how that works.
You got to meet them halfway, though. You got to anticipate the movement.
Exactly. But so, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, during baseball season, Zach, you know, if you're being a real bird or something and you're standing there and a bunch of guys and you're watching some guy swing and he's really connecting and go, man, he's got a great flicker.
He's got a great FFR.
Yeah. FFR.
Yeah, the FFR is working for him today. So, and again, so there you are. Okay, Leah. We brought you in here today so that you could try these nasty-tasting Oreos.
Apparently.
Yeah, we're just going to say that, and there are three of them here because, you know, Kayla will be here in a minute and Bubba Bean will be here in a minute. We've already figured out what they are. I brought her a cup of water so she could forget the taste that she'll have to endure. So if you would, try the mystery Oreo. And, you know, they made them double stuffed. They didn't really have to do that, you know? I mean, I think we get the flavor pretty quickly there. All right. What'd you
get? Is it orange?
Fruit Loops is what we hear. Fruity Pebbles also is what we hear. Okay. Now, because Chelsea had said citrus, so I guess the lemon came out more to her, but that's that. So, want any more of those?
No, I'm good.
Did you eat Fruit Loops or Fruity Pebbles growing up? So
yeah, not much, but some.
It's not like it brings back great old childhood memories.
No, I'm not the like a sweet. Like, I don't need the sweets thing. That's my husband's department.
Gotcha. Okay.
Well, I use salt and vinegar chips type person.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay. Well, all right. Well, you can take that home, or there's a trash can right at your feet. You can dump that if you want to, too, and we can find out what's going on at the Humane Society today.
Well, we are, you know, our MVP of the week was Apple, and she actually already got adopted. So, we have one of those every single week.
What was Apple?
Apple was a black and white pit bull. She had a really
actually she still is. She's just not
She is still a pit bull, and she's still black and white. And she had this really cool little squiggly line down her forehead. It was probably an inch wide. It was pretty cool little mark on her head.
All right.
And she went to a great family, so we're happy to see her go. But every week we highlight a pet that, for whatever reason, the staff is gravitated to. It's a staff pick, and that pet for the week is a $12 adoption.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's a really great deal. And a lot of times they are a pet that's been with us a little bit longer because they, just for whatever reason, have been looked over. And the staff has kind of grown to like them. And some of these pets, especially the dogs, because we've started some additional training for our volunteers in dog obedience. Okay. And so not only is it helping our volunteers learn about dog training, it's also helping the dogs. They come out and they're completely fixated on the person, to see if they're going to ask them to do something. So politely waiting and being calm, etc., because they have been through some of our dog obedience classes. So
very nice.
We're watching that expand. This was the first semester we offered them, and we're going to continue to do them for our volunteers. And it's really, like I said, it's a win-win for them and our pets in the building. So, so watch every week. Every Monday, we'll have a new pet up that will be a $12 adoption. And that's not just limited dogs. It could be a cat as well.
Okay, that's kind of a neat thing. And so now where do we see that posted on the website?
It'll be on our Facebook page. Okay. Since it does happen weekly, it's just going to get up there on our Facebook page if you're interested. And there could be. We met Darby last week. If she finds a spot on the website to highlight that pet, you might see that up there as well. But as of right now, it's on our Facebook page. Watch for some changes and updates on our website as well, because Darby is going through that with a complete fine tooth comb.
Outstanding.
And so we'll have some additional information on there, etc. Watch for this fall some additional events as well. We'll have a Sterling Subaru adoption event coming up between now and the end of the year. So watch our Facebook page for that announcement. And then we'll have a Santa's Wonderland adoption event, along with we're one of their charity partners, and they have Coco for a Cause on December 2nd. If you're out at Santa's Wonderland, and you purchase Coco, the 100% of the proceeds go back to the shelter. And then you have opportunities that while you're there at the park purchasing, you can donate to the shelter as well. So that's going to be December 2nd. So mark your calendars and come out on that day.
Okay. If you want some more information about this, then
go to our website, aggielandhumane.org.
All right.
We had a texter text in and say when they were a kid, they had a big white goose that drank gasoline from their lawnmower constantly.
Wow.
And I said, that's so weird. It didn't get sick. And they said, no, but it was mean as hell.
Yeah. Geese are very mean.
They
are
to
watch
start
out.
With. Yeah.
That could ruin your attitude. That's for sure. All right. Thanks a bunch. Visit the folks from the Humane Society on Thursdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW, and also from the city of Bryan. And Kayla, today you and Bubba are so lucky because we're taste testing those right there, those things. Those are mystery Oreos.
Mystery Oreos. I was wondering why these were slid in front of me.
That's it. Well, Oreos. Okay. Well, but I also gave
I missed
them a,
that.
I gave them a cup of water so they could do that. So, but here's the deal. You know, they've come out with these flavors that are good for every once in a while if they're out for a few months. Well, they came out with mystery Oreos about a month ago. And yesterday I was in the store, and I said, gosh, I've got $3 I'll never need again. So I decided to bring those in. So all the announcers up here have tried them today. And so
since
y'all are guests today, so I'll let you take a sample while I talk to Bubba, and then Bubba will do that too.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, so Bubba Bean's here this morning. Bubba, how are you doing today?
Doing great, and you?
Great. What you got for us this morning?
Just a little bit about what we're doing in Bryan with the neighborhood associations and at-risk kids. Have a few things coming up with the holidays around the corner. I know a lot of people won't be, you know, involved that much, but trying to get people involved with the next year's function for the big event. We met with some of them yesterday, and we've got a date, and just want to get more people involved with it to understand that it's a no-cost service, and it can help them around their houses, especially for elderly people.
Sure. And you know, there's some things that the students can't do. They can't use power equipment and things like that. But if we're talking about just physically removing tree limbs and things like that from the property, things that have fallen on the ground, maybe painting, I know that's probably something that's very popular too, just being able to dress things up.
Exactly. Just to try to beautify their homes, and it also helps with, you know, making your property you know, a little more attractive.
Right. And again, you add some pride to your neighborhood, and that's exactly. That is always a good thing. Now, do they need to go through your office, or do you have forms available, or how does that work?
No, we do have forms. We will have forms available, and we're actually going to, I think Kayla will let you know, that we'll be putting these in, I think, the BTU bill. So we're trying to reach those people that don't maybe do the computer as much as everybody else.
Sure, sure, sure. And I think it's about March or so when they do that,
exactly.
If I'm not mistaken about that. And basically, so people can understand your job and your office, tell them what you do when it's not about the big event.
All right. I'm actually my title is, it's a little long, but yeah. I'm going to try to cut it off here. Yeah. But neighborhood associations, and I'm also working with at-risk kids. Mm-hmm. I'm the coordinator for that. So trying to reach those kids that are possibly troubled kids, trying to head them off before they get to that point, working hand-in-hand with a boxing gym called Unleashed, which is a great program for kids that, you know, with discipline problems. Mm-hmm. Coach Carl Perry over there does a great job, and Coach Joe focusing on making sure the kids understand that there's another way to do things. A lot of kids from A&M are attending. And those kids also will help tutor those kids, the younger ones. So it's a great program.
Sure. Thanks a lot. And if they want some more information, what do they do?
They can contact me at the city, 209-5115, or call 209-5000, and that's for Julietta.
Okay, very good. Thanks for coming in this morning. Now you can try the cookie while Kayla tells me about it.
Yes.
All right, what'd you think of the cookie?
I'm not sure about that one.
I understand. That's why I only brought you one. And you don't even have
I've
to eat the whole
off,
thing.
I think I scared off Bubba already.
Bubba, you've tasted worse, I guarantee you. I don't know what it is.
I was excited to say, it's not that it's bad. It's just, it's different. It's very, I don't know how to describe it. You'll
see.
That's
okay.
That's okay. Nonetheless,
but
thank
you.
Yes.
He could forget the flavor real quickly.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Generally, what we got was Fruit Loops. That's what people said, or Fruity Pebbles.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, ironically, I have a little one, and we had Fruit Loops this morning, and that doesn't remind me of Fruit Loops.
Hey, now that's interesting, because, and again, the guy who said it is a little bit older. His kiddos are teenagers now, so that may be. All right, so what do you think, Bubba? What is
we'll
that?
Have to give up about half of the crew.
Yeah. So anyway, so there.
Yeah,
so
we'll stick to the original Oreos,
you can,
I think.
I agree. No. All right, that's so what else is going on?
Okay, no, just to speak back to the big event, we will have the job request forms January 1st. Okay. We will always, of course, put that on our website, and then we will have forms available to you if you want to stop by City Hall and pick one up. But then, like we said, we'll also have information in both the plug-in and TCP, Texas Co-op Power Magazine, about what the students can do to help you beautify your personal property.
All right.
And then, of course, the holidays are already upon us. And if you missed it, Bryan was actually ranked as one of the top 25 cities in the U.S. for the best holiday shopping.
Oh, great.
So we do encourage you always, not just because we got this wonderful ranking, to shop local. And then if you save the date for November 25th, which is the Saturday after Thanksgiving, it'll be the annual Sip and Shop in downtown Bryan. Mm-hmm. And it's also Small Business Saturday. So we invite you to come out and support local. You know, those tax dollars go back into the community and support jobs and growth and all kinds of wonderful things.
Sure.
So help us help you, right?
Yep.
Yes, absolutely. And then we also have next Friday is Lights On. So if you are ready to kick off the holiday season and see historic downtown Bryan light up, the mayor and carolers and all kinds of fun festivities will be going on downtown. They'll be in Gloria Sale Park. There'll be a stage there where they'll be singing, and the mayor and excuse me, I believe Santa Claus will flip the switch to light up downtown. So if you haven't seen that before, we have two large Christmas trees that anchor each end. And then, of course, all the trees down the Esplanade along Main light up. So it's quite pretty.
Yep, yep.
So we encourage you to come out.
We'll hope for cool weather. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
It's
fingers
nice
crossed.
Now. Yeah, you never
yes,
know.
Last
yes.
year it was quite chilly.
It was.
So hopefully it will be this year yep. as well. And then also coming up this Monday, November 13th at 5:30, we will have a informational meeting about the Life Safety Grant Program, which is targeting structures and businesses in downtown Bryan to help offset the cost of bringing your facility up to code with fire code and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be at City Hall at 5:30, brought to you by our Planning and Development Services Department. And it's a matching grant program, so if you are a business owner or know someone in downtown that is, we encourage you to come out and see if some of the improvements you're looking to make would qualify for that matching grant program.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Very
yep.
good.
Of course, all of this is posted online and more at bryantx.gov.
All right. And you're the kind who eats just the filling, huh?
Well, I'll eat the cookies next.
Oh!
I was just saving them because this is the best part.
Well, and you know what they're going to taste like as
yes,
opposed to
good.
That stuff in the middle,
surely
right?
Surely they taste the same, right?
Yes, yeah, they do. All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Visit with the folks from the City of Bryan on Thursdays on News Talk 1620.
I've been there. I know what it feels like. And that's when I decided to do something about it. After listing my home with some agents that just could not get the job done, I decided to start a company that would find the best agents. People you could trust, people who had your same values, honesty, hardworking, caring. We started realestateagentsitrust.com. It came from personal frustration to end mine and now your frustration. Realestateagentsitrust.com. Our goal is to connect you with an agent who will help you sell your home as quickly as possible and for the best price. When you want a sold sign in your front yard, finding the right real estate agent is the key, and it's working. Houses that had been sitting on the market for months are now selling. People are finally able to take that big burden off their shoulders. Another open house, some more balloons. It doesn't work. Get moving now. Go to realestateagentsitrust.com, where our individually selected agents will work to earn your business and sell your home. Realestateagentsitrust.com.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Nuh-uh.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Oh, hi. Right now, I'm getting a remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. Now, if you could let me down. See, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. And before we left, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, then made sure it was cold. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
News Talk 1620, WTAW. Well, okay, Panera Bread made a purchase this week, apparently.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they bought Bonapon, is that what it's called?
Oh, Aubon Pond.
Aubon,
yeah.
Aubon,
what on earth?
Oh, you've seen it. It's like it's a little. I mean, it's kind of like Panera Bread. It's a restaurant. We don't have one here,
no,
but they're in bigger cities.
Well, if
stuff.
We ain't got it here, I don't want it.
Well, it's one of those where you go, I got to pay that much for a muffin,
right? It's like a sandwich muffin, like yeah. But yeah, it's like Panera Bread.
Well, so that's what happened. So Panera Bread bought them, and then that whole company got sold to another company called JAB.
Okay,
JAB owns Keurig.
Oh.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're tied into that. So let me see if I got the, yeah, so they bought them, and they also own Dunkin' Donuts or Krispy Kreme.
Just a few things.
Krispy Kreme.
Okay,
donuts,
gotcha.
So.
The Josh Abbott Band owns Krispy Kreme?
Yeah, I don't think that's right. That's a different JAB.
Yeah, okay.
In
the meantime.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's time for Price is Right news. So let's say you're given the choice of a 75% chance to win a brand new car
mm-hmm.
or $1,500 to walk away with. Which
Ooh.
Would you choose? Okay. You think you know.
Right.
On The Price is Right this week, a contestant named Kevin was playing the game Let 'Em Roll. In that dice rolling game, where you get a car if all five of the rolled dice show up with the car symbol.
Okay.
On his first roll, he got four cars.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah, but the fifth die showed a dollar amount of $1,500. Okay, so three sides of the dice had a car, and the other three had dollar amounts. And he had two more chances to roll to get that fifth thing that would get him a car, right?
Right.
Okay, now, if the car doesn't come up, then he's going to have to take whatever dollar amount is on that die of the last roll.
Gotcha.
Could be $500, could be $1,000, could be $1,500.
Okay.
Well, he's already beaten the odds, basically, because he's got four cars on his first roll.
Right.
So that means he's got like a 6% chance of that happening. The crowd's all pumped up despite the chance of 75% of winning a car. Kevin says, I want the money.
Oh, really? Kevin.
Now, Drew Carey tried to talk him out of it.
Of course.
And he made sure that he understood how the game was played. And Kevin says, yep, I know what I want to do. So he confirmed that he just wanted the $1,500 five times and then yelled, quote, I love the Price is Right. Woohoo! The crowd was shocked. And some even booed him.
Oh, really?
So naturally, some people are saying this was a dumb decision. But a blog points out that it's actually pretty expensive to win a car
right.
on a game
oh,
show.
Oh, yeah, the right. taxes.
For starters, you have to pay the sales tax on it before you take possession of it.
Really?
That could be a couple of $1,000. Game show loot is also considered income. So you're going to have to pay a federal tax, which could be anywhere based on your tax bracket from 10 to 40%. And the state may also get a cut. Plus, there's a possibility that this added income would push you into a higher tax bracket. In fact, one woman won a car on The Price is Right. She paid about $9,000 in taxes on the $20,000 car.
Oh, my gosh.
She immediately sold it for $14,800 and ended up with a net of about $6,000. So it definitely is not hassle-free.
Well, right. It's still better than $1,500, though.
Yeah, but hassle.
Well, the guy didn't seem to be weighing in any of this. He was just adamant about taking his $1,500. Or about $800 after the taxes.
Now, what did he say, 1500 five times?
Well, he said, I want 1500, I want 1500, I want 1500, I want 1500.
Oh, gotcha. He kept saying it,
yes,
just
he's explaining it to him one more time.
Okay.
So, I mean, kind of an interesting thing. And I think the video is probably out there if you want to see that. I can't imagine they boo somebody on The Price is Right.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 877-93-STEEL. 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-937-8335.
Come experience The Warehouse at CC Creations, the store you voted the best place to buy Aggie merchandise since 2012. We have the best designs at the best value in our 20,000 square foot warehouse. That's right, 20,000 square feet, filled wall to wall with the largest selection of Aggie merchandise anywhere. Come shop the hottest designs before heading to the game to watch the Aggies beat the hell out of New Mexico. We're open 7 days a week with extended hours on home football game weekends. Keep the tradition. Shop The Warehouse, located at 114 Holloman, just 1 mile south of Kyle Field. And don't forget to shop Aggieland's original tent sale. You can't miss the big white tent on University Drive in College Station. Stop by and shop the largest selection of unique Aggie designs for every Texas A&M fan in your family. We're open Friday from 9 to 8, Saturday from 8 to 8, and Sunday from 9 to 5. So don't miss out on this weekend's largest tent event. CC Creations, two awesome locations, one great sale.
Couple of minutes till. One more thing on this Price is Right thing. You have to pay the California tax before you leave the studio. Before you leave the studio.
They need to bring the Price is Right to Texas.
Yeah, exactly right. It'd be a much better tax bracket. All right, so we mentioned this just in passing yesterday. Mm-hmm. That KFC Japan is offering customers bath bombs that smell like fried chicken.
Yep. Yeah.
Finger-licking good soap is available for a limited time, is said to actually be crafted from the chain's signature 11 herbs and spices.
Ooh, gross.
The bath bombs are only available in Japanese to Japanese customers through a special Twitter promotion. But it would be awesome to get some of those.
No,
it wouldn't.
All right.
No.
So now, I got from a guy some toothpaste Oral-B toothpaste from Japan.
Okay.
Okay. They don't like sweet over there.
Okay.
It tastes, if it's right, it tastes floral. It
really?
Tastes like flowers.
Okay.
I mean, so I'm just saying.
But I don't think my toothpaste is sweet. I think it's minty.
Yeah, well, but the, but
they don't even like, they don't,
yeah,
okay.
It's floral.
So you purposely asked for some toothpaste from Japan?
No, no. Just by circumstance, I was able to get some.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, okay. Exactly. So it's
so
just,
you, but you've tried it.
I did. It was different.
Okay.
And again, not.
Did
not
your teeth still feel clean?
They still felt the same.
Okay.
It's all about the same. Okay, Apple's next big thing apparently is an augmented reality headset.
How about it fixes the eye problem first?
Get out of, yeah.
The letter I.
Yeah.
Right? I was having that problem too.
Everyone's
it gives you a question
having
mark,
it.
Right?
Yes, it gives you a capital letter A with a symbol that looks like a question mark inside of a box.
All right, is nobody explaining this on the interweb?
No, they're telling you, well, use this shortcut until we fix it. But no one's saying what is going on. I think someone's hacked Apple and they don't want to admit it and they can't figure out how to fix it.
Maybe it's the Joker from Batman.
Steve Jobs would have never allowed this to happen.
No, he wouldn't. Not on his watch.
Nope. Anyway, Bloomberg reports that in his search for a blockbuster item to replace the iPhone, Apple working on a headset that will run its own operating system and can be used for things like messaging, virtual meetings, and 360 videos. We'll have more about that tomorrow. Okay. 9 o'clock, WTAW, College Station Broadcast.